As a wobbly, chubby toddler, my son Daniel found his passion for animals. And then, of course, Scott and I, as all parents, encouraged his passion, providing him with all shapes and sizes of animals. Prehistoric, farm, reptile, insects, zoo, Australian, oceans, just any kind that the Lord created, only in plastic representation. Now Daniel is celebrating his 31st birthday, and those animals have been entombed in the garage for many, many years. Along came the grandson. He discovered those 6 giant tubs of animals, and we brought those beasts back to life. It would have made Buzz and Woody so very proud. A few weeks ago, Clay and, his parents plus my other 2 sons came to visit, and we played and played with those animals. In fact, I challenge anyone to compare stepping on a Lego with that of a Stegosaurus's tail. Once the visit was over and we sent them on their way home, it took several days to find all the animals and put them away, behind couch cushions, under the table, snuggled in his bed, and under my favorite chair. But imagine my surprise when I was doing some gardening, a snake slithered out from my gardenia. My jump would have made an Olympian proud. I laughed once the shock wore off and I discovered this little guy had once called a plastic tub home. Then another shriek, another snake discovered under a bush, when finally it dawned on me that one of my boys had separated all the snakes and lizards from the collection and hidden them throughout my garden. No one is confessing, but I'm still getting such a laugh at the joke played on me. I began to search for those snakes, purposefully seeking them out, laughing when I discovered another, sort of like a reptile Easter egg hunt. How God gives us joy and delight in everything around us. Psalm 36, verses 5 and 7 state, "Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. How precious is your unfailing love, O God." This little moment in the life of Scott and me reminded me again how good and loving God is. It brought to mind the delight in what he does every day, all around us with each thing that happens. But saying this, I don't ever want to come across as taking the pandemic and the fires and the worries we have for granted. I don't want to ever minimize strong feelings many are experiencing with evacuations, memories of past fires, and the deep yearning we all have to see our friends and family more regularly. Still, I am at such peace, and I'm comforted by not focusing on the fear, but on how I know God has this handled. It is perfect for me right now to be studying Daniel in the sermon series as our pastors tell us that Daniel and his buddies had no idea what the total plan of God was going to be. They just had that powerful resource of prayer, a belief in a strong and loving Father, and an unwavering loyalty to their faith. We know the outcome. We know that God works in a way we will never understand. And we can hold fast to his ways that are tender and just, as we are so very precious to him. I get so much strength from the good in our church. My deacon gave me a call to check in on me. I was blessed to my core hearing one of my favorite hymns sung by David Irvine at worship. I rejoice that we now have a dedicated group of folks who are prayerfully working together on how our church can learn and grow as we think about racism, how we can strive to be more like Jesus in our justice. A few weeks ago at our session meeting, we celebrated 5 people who faithfully served as elders these past 3 years, and I thought about how much I learned from them as we laughed and studied and prayed together. I am so beyond thankful for all these things, as they bolster me up and give me strength. We're not going to have a trouble-free life. We know that. We are always going to have our trials and temptations. We will suffer and we will have bad days. But God is present and meets us right where we are. I cannot even imagine the mysterious and magnificent ways of the Lord or how his plans will all come to be, but I do know that he is strong and powerful, and I can trust him with my very life, let alone when I am filled with anxiety or fear or I am worried. He will give me the desires of my heart. Finally, Zephaniah 3:17 states, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." And 1 Peter 1:6-7, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." He is our God. He is in charge. He will bless us and take care of us through these tough times. Our Lord is bigger and better than any fire or virus or racial hatefulness or election overload. Hold that firm in your heart. For me, I think I'm going to go on another snake hunt.